Donald Peterson presents The True Adventures of Junior G-Men.
The Junior G-Men are on the air, beating your homes, ready for action.
Stand by. All Junior G-Men, stand by. Stand by for the thrilling details of the threatening letter. Junior G-Men, stand by for report of Junior G-Men Roy Parker concerning...
The Threatening Letter. Report number 930 is given by Operator Roy Parker of Lakeview.
Well, to begin with, my dad's a lawyer and has a very wealthy client by the name of Peter Donaldson. Well, this Mr. Donaldson has made a hobby of collecting rare and valuable stones like diamonds and rubies and emeralds. He does quite a bit of traveling, too, and recently, after returning from a trip to India, he dropped around to see my dad's office. Well, I was there at the time, and after I'd been introduced to him, I...
So this is your son, Parker?
That's right, Mr. Donaldson.
Well, he's quite a young man. How old are you, Roy?
I'll be 14, sir, next month.
14, eh? Well, that makes you just 8 years older than my little daughter. She's 6, you see. Well, by the way, Parker, why don't you bring Roy around to see Joe? Who knows, we might be able to stir up a little romance.
Well, not a bad idea. We'll have to see if we can't arrange it.
Look at your son now, Parker. He's actually blushing. What's the matter, Roy? Have we embarrassed you?
Well, I... Oh, no, but... Oh, gosh, I...
I think I understand just how you feel, Roy. When I was your age, I was scared silly at the mere mention of girls. Just seemed that... Oh, look here, Parker, I'm forgetting to mention the reason I came to see you. And a very good reason it is.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. But just a moment till I find... There we are. You see this little case?
Yes, of course.
Rather ordinary looking, isn't it? Hardly the type of case you'd expect to contain a fortune.
You mean...
Wait a moment. Wait till I open it. There. Take a look at it, Parker. The largest and most perfect black pearl you'll ever see.
Gee whiz, look at the size of it.
Well, Parker, what do you think of it?
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes. Too beautiful, in fact, to keep hidden in a case. That's why, as soon as I've found the proper setting for it, I'm going to give it to my wife.
I see.
However, before I do that, I want it examined by the best appraisers in this part of the country. I want to be sure of its value. Then, well, then I'll have it insured accordingly.
Oh, naturally.
I wish you'd see that, but you know what to do without my telling you. You've done this sort of thing for me before.
You mean you want me to...
I want you to take care of all the details.
Well, this is quite a responsibility. If that pearl is to be in my charge, suppose it was stolen.
Oh, that's a possibility, of course. And a chance we'll just have to take. However, it'll probably be safer with you than with me. After all, not a single soul need know that the pearl is in your possession. They can go right on thinking that I still have it.
They?
My family, of course, and a few friends of whom I've shown it.
I see. You haven't shown it to very many people, I
know. No, I haven't. Oh, I've been very careful, Parker. Very careful. I'm not taking
it. Well, one night, less than a week after Mr. Donaldson had given Dad the pearl, he and I happened to be home alone. My mother had gone around to visit a sick neighbor, and while we were waiting for him to come home...
Oh, what's the matter with you, son? Not sick, are you?
No, just a little tired.
Oh, I see. Suppose you were skating again.
That's right, Dad.
Oh, where'd you go today?
The same place.
Oh, you mean that little pond we drove past last Sunday?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, no wonder you're tired. That's quite a hike. Almost 2 miles each way, isn't it?
Almost.
Well, isn't there a pond or a rink nearer town?
Well, there are lots of places, Dad, but, well, they're all so crowded. Now, this little pond is, well, it's practically deserted. Well, you'd hardly ever see anyone near the place.
Oh, just a moment, son. Wait till I answer that.
Sure thing.
Hello? Yes? Oh, yes, Mr. Donaldson. Yes, I have. It's right here in the house. Well, yes, I suppose I could, but... Oh, I see. All right, then, I'll be right over. Yes, of course. Goodbye.
That's funny.
Well, what, Dad? What's funny?
The way Mr. Donaldson spoke. He seemed so worried, so excited.
Well, what did he want, Dad? Why'd he call?
Well, that's the strangest part of it. He wants me to come right over, and he asked me to bring the pearl with me. He said it's most important, a matter of life or death.
Gee whiz, that sounds bad.
Yes, yes, it does. And he said he couldn't explain on the telephone. I wonder what... Oh, here, but I'm wasting time. I'd better get going. And you'd better come with me, son. There's no reason why you shouldn't. Well, you'll probably find it a lot more pleasant than staying here all by yourself. Now, just as soon as I get the pearl out of the safe, we'll go out to the garage.
And then, after Dad had opened the safe and gotten the pearl, we started out for Mr. Donaldson's home. When we finally arrived, we rang the doorbell. And a few seconds later...
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Leonard. Mr. Donaldson is expecting me.
Oh, yes, sir. Won't you come in, sir?
Thanks. Come along, Roy.
Okay, Dad.
I've just stepped down into the library here, sir. I'll tell Mr. Donaldson you've arrived.
All right, Leonard, whatever you say.
Yes, sir. And now, if you'll excuse me, sir...
Of course. This way, son. Follow me.
All right. Say, Dad.
Yes?
That man, that fellow that just left us, who is he?
Leonard, the butler. Why?
Oh, I just wondered, that's all. He looked a little familiar.
Familiar?
Yeah. I have an idea I've seen him before.
Well, that's quite possible. Leonard does most of the marketing. You might have seen him in one of the stores. Tell me, what do you think of the place?
Gosh, it's swell, isn't it, Dad?
Parker.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Donaldson.
No idea. Oh, Roy.
Good evening, sir.
You must excuse me. I didn't see you for a moment. I'm so upset, you see. So terribly worried.
What's the matter? What's happened?
She's gone, Parker. She's disappeared.
Who?
My daughter, Joan.
Good heavens, you can't...
She's been kidnapped. Oh, heaven only knows where. But tell me, you brought the pearl, didn't you?
Yes, of course. But, well, what's the pearl got to do with your daughter's having been kidnapped?
It just happens to be the price her kidnapper is asking for her safe return. But here, read it for yourself.
Well, what's this?
The kidnapper's letter.
Oh, I see.
Well?
Well, it's rather short, isn't it? But to the point.
Directly to the point.
What does the letter say, Dad?
It's a threat, son, and not a very pleasant one.
They threaten to kill her, Roy, unless they receive the black pearl by tomorrow morning.
Gee whiz.
When did you discover that she was gone?
About 15 minutes before I called you, Mrs. Donaldson thought she heard a noise. I laughed at her, told her she was imagining things, but she decided to make sure and went upstairs. A few seconds later, I heard her scream. Naturally, I ran upstairs after her and found her in Joan's room. She didn't say a word, but just pointed to the empty bed and the open window and the box on the windowsill. The box to which the letter was attached. I read the letter, and then... Well, then I got in touch with you.
And the police?
Yes, you read the letter. The kidnapper made it very clear that he won't tolerate any police interference, and I can't take any chances.
Then you haven't called them?
No, I haven't. And I'm not going to. I'll follow the kidnapper's directions to the very letter. I'll send him the pearl.
But how are you going to get it to him?
I mentioned a box a moment ago. A box left on the windowsill by the kidnapper. Well, it contained a carrier pigeon.
You mean that...
I'm to place the pearl in the little tube attached to the pigeon's leg and then set it free. That's a very cute idea, isn't it?
Very clever idea. There isn't a chance in the world of tracing a pigeon to its home there.
Pigeons? Pigeons? Gee whiz!
Now, what's the matter? What are you
getting? I've got it, Dad. I've got it.
What?
I remember now everything.
What does he mean? What is he talking about?
Listen, Mr. Donaldson. When you gave Dad the pearl, you told him that only a very few people knew that you had it.
And that was the truth.
Well, the fact that the kidnapper asked for the pearl as ransom simply means that this whole job was engineered by someone you trust. Someone very close to you.
What do you mean? What are you driving at, boy?
Does your butler know about the pearl?
Yes, of course he knows.
Then I'll bet he knows where your daughter is, too.
Well, now, this calls for an explanation, son. Let's have it.
Remember, Dad, I said the butler looked familiar. That I was sure I'd seen him before. Well, I was right. I saw him yesterday.
Where?
Well, about half a mile from that pond where I go skating. He was standing on the steps of a rickety farmhouse, talking to an old lady who owns the place.
Well, what of it?
Well, she raises pigeons, Dad. Carrier pigeons. And she has a son who was recently let out of prison.
You sure of this, Roy?
Positive. Gosh, Dad. Any of the fellas will tell you about those pigeons. And about the old lady's son, too.
What do you think?
I think it's a lead, Mr. Donaldson, and I want your permission to follow it.
But what can we do?
You can stay here and keep an eye on Leonard. Don't let him get out of your sight for a moment.
And you?
Roy and I will drop around to headquarters, and then... Well, I have an idea you're going to have your daughter back sooner than you think. But come on, son, let's get moving.
And that's the way it was arranged. Well, less than 25 minutes after we told the story at headquarters, a couple of detectives arrived at the farmhouse in question. They knocked at the door and...
This isn't the first trouble we've had with the old dame. If she's mixed up in this kidnapping, it'll be the last for a good long time.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
And that son of hers, too.
Yeah.
He's a bad egg. The last time... On your toes, baby. Right. Someone's a-locking the door.
Well, what do you want?
We want you, Mamie Barkus. You and your son.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Covered, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, you ain't got nothing on us. We ain't done
what
nothing.
What is it, Norm?
Covers, Charlie. Two of them.
Yeah, we'll turn the scram out of here.
Heard what he said, didn't you?
Yeah, sure. But we don't take him seriously. Come on, Graber.
Right.
Hey, just a minute.
Take it easy, Mamie. We've got you with the goods this time. Where's the kid?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, just to save time, we're talking about Donaldson's kid. You see, the butler spilled the works.
You mean the dirty rat? The dirty... Yeah, hey, Charlie! Charlie!
What's the matter, Mom? What's the matter? Them cops
bring
that...
He squealed, Charlie. He squealed.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
You've got it straight, Charlie. Donaldson's butler squealed.
You hear that, Charlie? You hear what he went and done?
Shut up. Well, what do you coppers want?
Donaldson's kid. And the sooner we get her, the better off you'll be. Well, go on. Get going. We're waiting.
And about half an hour later at Mr. Donaldson's home...
Just a moment, Leonard.
Yes, sir?
I'll go to the door with you.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir.
All right, Leonard. Open the door.
Yes, sir. Oh.
Joan. Joan.
Daddy.
Oh,
Daddy.
Joan, it's so good to have you back.
This man, Daddy, he's awful nice. He brought me home.
I'm from headquarters, sir. Gleason's the name. I can't stay very long. And you, get your hat.
My hat, sir? Are you addressing me?
You're the butler, ain't you?
Yes, sir.
Then get your hat. I'm taking you down to headquarters where you're going to meet a couple of your friends. They're down there now waiting for you. Now step on it, will you? I'm in a hurry.
And because Mamie and Charlie had already confessed, there was nothing for Mr. Donaldson's butler to do but admit his guilt. And that's exactly what he did. It was just another one of those cases solved almost completely by accident. Somehow, though, those accidents have a habit of happening, and the criminal is always the victim.
Concerning the next broadcast. To report to Director Donald Peterson at the next meeting on this station to get thrilling details concerning
another thrilling Junior G-Man adventure.